Our next guest is the newest member of the Lansing City Council, but he doesn't plan to stay too long. Vincent Delgado was appointed to the council in February to fill the remaining term vacated by Derek Quinney, who left the post after his election as Ingham County Register of Deeds. Delgado has decided not to run for re-election in the August 4th primary. His term will end January 1st. Vince Delgado's day job is as Assistant Dean for Civic Engagement at Michigan State University. He's also the co-founder of the Refugee Development Center in Lansing. I asked him why, after just 2 months on the council, he's decided not to seek re-election.
Two things happened. First, my two-year-old son, Diego, has a good friend who's an eight-year-old that comes around the house, and she's his favorite kid. And so he calls her, because he's just learning to talk, he calls her Hi Danielle. And we will always laugh about it because he adds the hi to it. But she always comes, and he's always anticipating her coming. After a while, just within the first month of me working on council, my name became Bi Papa. Because he's always anticipating me leaving.
Oh, how about
that? And even if I'm there for a long time, it's become my name. So that's something that kind of hits you right there, you know. And so that was one thing that happened. And another thing that happened in terms of considering this is I had a really interesting conversation with one of my colleagues who works in civic engagement in the arts. And we were talking about something else, but we were talking about social responsibility. And she said, you know, people forget that our first social responsibility, whether we're a parent, an uncle, an aunt, a brother or a sister, is raising good citizens. And I thought to myself, if I'm here working in the city and I love to serve, but I'm not there to raise good citizens within my own family, and I need to be there.
You were quoted in a recent Lansing State Journal article as saying you want to focus this year on two specific issues. Let's take them one at a time. The first is predatory lending. This, of course, is the practice by some lenders, businesses, of charging subprime interest rates. How widespread is that in our area?
In our discussions, we found that a significant percentage of the folks that have to go to the Financial Empowerment Center to get assistance have somehow been touched by predatory lending, that they're paying fees that continue. They might even have the principal paid off, but they're actually paying fees and loans on the fees and loans. And it is a significant issue in our region, particularly following the Great Recession.
What do you think can be done about that?
Well, there's a couple of things, and they're kind of two-sided, right? You can certainly use the stick. And there's some things you can do perhaps around zoning and thinking about how close do particular lenders, how close can they be to one another. If you go down Cedar Street in South Lansing, you will see quite a few locations that it could be said are engaging in predatory lending practices kind of every couple of blocks. So you can do some things with zoning. Other communities have done that. However, the issue with that is typically these lending organizations kind of stay one step ahead, right? So another option is the carrot. Is there a way, and certainly the Financial Empowerment Center has identified lenders and financial service organizations that engage in practices that are actually very helpful for people that are struggling. However, a lot of these places are a 1.5-hour bus ride out of town. So how do we get them to come into the city and be near the people that need these types of services the most? That could be something that our public institutions can be involved, perhaps leasing small little spaces or areas in which people can access these services. And that's something we can work on.
We're talking with Vincent Delgado, an at-large Lansing City Councilman. The other issue you're passionate about is making City Hall and other public spaces safe for all residents. There was an incident, I believe in January, where a man was picked up by officials from ICE, the Federal Immigration Customs and Enforcement Division, while he was at Lansing City Hall on other business. You've got many different people at City Hall for different reasons, and their proximity to each other may be problematic. What's the solution there?
Well, I think there's a couple of different solutions in there. Certainly, we need to continue to engage in negotiations with ICE and see what we can do about ensuring that our public spaces are not seen as places where you can get picked up and taken away when you're trying to do business. So I want to make sure that we continue to engage in negotiations and come to some clear agreements on access and notice and those kinds of things.
Vincent Delgado is an at-large Lansing City Councilman. He's just announced he will not seek re-election to the council this year. His term ends in January. Vincent Delgado, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.